Steve Willits saw some guys go off on the hardwood today up in the Westco, Montlake Terrace and Shorecrest. Steve, how you doing?
Doing great, Dick. How are you?
I got to re-say it. I always say Montlake Terrace, Montlake Terrace. And you know what? People that live in Montlake Terrace, they get mad at me.
They like to have that you put in there.
They do. They're like, Montlake is over there by the stadium. We are Montlake Terrace. So I'm sorry, Montlake Terrace, the Mighty Hawks against Shorecrest, the Mighty Scots. How'd it go tonight?
The Mighty Montlake Terrace Hawks are looking very good this year. Interesting game. This was a game in which both teams came into it tied for first place. Both were 3-0 in Westco 3A South. Shorecrest gets off to a hot start. They jump out to a 19-11 first quarter lead. The game is at Montlake Terrace, and this is the third straight game in which Montlake Terrace has been at home and fallen behind by 8 points or more. Overcame an 8-point deficit last week against West Seattle for a victory. Fell behind Marysville Pilchuck last week by 10 in the first quarter. Came back to beat them by double figures. So not something that the folks around Montlake Terrace and Coach Nalen Sood gets too worried about. And they just kind of kept playing their game. They held a Shorecrest team that is second in the Westco Conference in scoring. They held them to 30 points over the final three quarters, and they came away with a 61-49 victory.
Who makes the Hawks go?
You know, the thing about the Hawks team this year that's very interesting is that it's a spread-out team. It's a Derek Anima is probably the key guy that you focus the most on. He averages 14 points and 9 rebounds a game. But Derek's the kind of guy that can do it all, and this is a team that plays 8 deep. And Derek tonight only had one field goal the entire game, was 9 for 10 from the free throw line. But you've got guys like Gabe Altenberger, who came out tonight and had 22 points. The thing about this game that was really interesting is Joey Gardner averages 4 points a game. He's 5'8". Shorecrest is probably the tallest team in the conference. Not probably. They are the tallest team.
Mm-hmm.
And Joey came out and put up a career-high 14 tonight, and he kept driving at the big fellas. They've got Shorecrest has a 6'8" guy in Philip Pepple, who's a sophomore that's you're going to hear a lot about over the next couple of years. And Gardner just took it to him every time in the third and fourth quarter and just kept putting up points. And it's guys like Kyrie Armstead who plays defense. It's a little bit of everybody. On any given night, a different guy seems to step up, and tonight it was Joey Gardner's turn.
Now, when you take a look at the Westco, you know, the 3A South side, you got Montlake Terrace, Edmonds Woodway, Shorecrest right there, and then on the 3A North side, anybody really separated themselves yet?
Yeah, not yet. Stanwood appears to be the favorite right now.
Okay.
The thing we did notice when they were playing non-league games, 4 of the 6 teams got up to a very slow start in the North. I think at one point in the season, 4 of the teams had a combined record of 2-22. A couple of those teams have started to right the ship, but really it looks like it's Stanwood's division to lose, and I think that might be more by default. You've got some teams like Marysville Getchell that are kind of stepping up a little bit. Marysville Pilchuck's been a little banged up. They're starting to get healthy again. I know they got a nice one over Arlington tonight. So it'll be interesting to see how that seeding works out, but it's looking like Stanwood's going to really have to stub their toe if they're not going to win that division.
And then the Westco 4A, Kamiak, Cascade. How about the Cascade Bruins showing up here all of a sudden?
Yeah, Cascade's an interesting squad. I think even at the end of last season, we all kind of projected that they should be the team to beat in Westco this year. And then they go out and they get Drew Magaway, who was the leading scorer in Westco 3A last year over at Shorecrest. He steps in and becomes the point guard there. So he just adds to a team that was already pretty stacked with guys like Isaiah Gotell and Cameron McGrath and a few others. And they look good. I mean, and they're a team they've already beaten Montlake Terrace and Edmonds Woodway in non-league play. And I think those are the top two teams in Westco 3A. So, Cascade is, I know they're right now, I think they're ranked third or fourth in the state. And they look like they're the real deal. They're undefeated right now, and I just don't know who's going to beat them. I know Kamiak currently is undefeated in league play, and those two teams have 2 games coming up with each other. But on paper, it looks like the Bruins are going to be pretty tough to beat.
Beautiful. Sounds good. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week, Steve.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Dick.
You bet. Steve Willits joining us from up in Westco Land, Sound Live Sports Network.